Our live music Friday guest today is local singer-songwriter Jen Siggett. Jen has been featured on WKAR-TV's Backstage Pass. She sat in here a few weeks ago on a live music Friday as well with Brendan Doherty. It seems like you are everywhere there is live music in Lansing. The open mic scene and
yep.
and everything. And
I think that happens with longevity.
She's and you're working on an exciting new project that we'll learn more about here in just a minute. So welcome back officially. And before we talk at length about your new project and what's going on, Jen Siggett to perform One in a Million.
Satisfied till they taken down the Southern Pacific train. Tell you now that my daddy was a hogger. He drove that bullet down along the mains. He could drag a slow freight down till he got there safe and sound. He was the greatest on the Southern Pacific train. Southern Pacific dream. Well, it was on a winter's night near Topeka. Who could see that Model T through the rain? No one heard, not a sound, after he called for the bound, till he pulled the airs on the Southern Pacific train. And it was one in a million. It was one. Satisfied till they'd taken down the Southern Pacific train.
Jen Siggott on Current State's Live Music Friday. And that is called One in a Million. That is one rootsy number.
Oh, well, thank you.
You co-wrote that.
I did co-write that. I'm in an all-girl project called Stella. And it's another member of the band. Her name is Jo Sarapare, who is a Detroit-based singer and songwriter. And she's done quite a bit of stuff on her own as a solo artist as well. But she formed this girl band, Stella, and her and I co-wrote that tune for Stella's most recent release, which is called Starry Stella. And it kind of encompasses everything a folk songwriter needs, because it's got your murder and your train. And like, there's a certain standard you have to live up to as a folk performer. You have to have certain song material is required. So we kind of killed two birds with one stone, pun intended, with the song.
Were you mostly responsible for the words or the music, or a little bit of both?
I primarily wrote all the music, and I wrote the chorus, and Joe got out her trusty old-timey thesaurus and helped with the verses quite a bit.
So she put the story together.
So that's
how it broke down.
And that's a fun project for me.
Tell us, how many members are in Stella?
Originally, we were a four-piece band, and we went out to New York and did a fun recording session out in Brooklyn. But now we've streamlined it down to a three-piece, which is easier to travel with and to perform with as a trio.
How often do you gig with Stella?
Quite a bit. We're going to be pretty busy this summer. We've got a few shows here in the Lansing area. We'll be doing the East Lansing Summer Concert Series. That's one of the things we'll be doing here that's family-friendly and free for the public.
And so you'll be at the East Lansing Art Festival as well?
I will, with a different project. Yep. When you're a songwriter, you end up teaming up with people quite often. And
sure.
I have another songwriter friend named Sam Corbin, who's originally from the Lansing area, though he currently lives in Ann Arbor. And he and I formed a project together called Lincoln County Process. And that group will be closing out the day on Saturday at the Art Fest this year. So we're excited for that. It's coming up in, I believe, just a couple weeks.
We are starting to make plans to broadcast this program live from the Art Festival
very cool.
for the third straight year between 11 and 1. So I'll get our early plug-in for our appearance at the Art Festival, and we may recruit you to play on the radio again here on that day. So
let me know.
If the schedules sync up, we might go there. You're involved in another project that involves producer Bob Johnston, and that name jumped out at me so fast, I had to ask. I mean, this guy's worked with Bob Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel, Jimmy Cliff, The Byrds, Johnny Cash, and on and on over the years. How did you get involved with a project that involved Bob Johnston?
Well, I'm lucky. there's a local studio here that does some pretty awesome work. Glenn Brown Productions
sure.
is the name of the studio. And he works with, you know, he designed Kid Rock's home studio, and he also designs studios for a living. And has quite a few amazing contacts in the music world. And so he, as a result of him and my prior work with Glenn, I was sort of tapped to come in as a backup singer on this project, which is actually for a California-based songwriter. His name is Chris Vance is his name, and he's sort of an unknown. He's up and coming. But the roster of musicians on the album is quite significant. There's a couple members of the Grateful Dead and Huey Lewis in the News and Bonnie Raitt's band. And so, I mean, how do you turn that kind of opportunity down? So,
are you close enough to the process, though, Jen, that you can say what he's adding to the project that another producer just might not bring to the project? Or are you just not close enough to the process to know the answer to that?
My particular role in the process has been more remote. The songwriter was there. I've actually been in twice for two sessions. The first time was as a backup singer with actually one of my Stella bandmates was also a backup singer on the project. Her name is Laura Bates. And so we went in a little bit ago and did backup harmonies. And then just recently this week, I went back in to actually sing a duet with the artist, which was a pretty awesome break for me.
Do you feel like you're going to be staying in Lansing? I mean, so many musicians move around. You've alluded to several of them here just in the
yeah.
couple of minutes we've talked. Are you going to stay in Lansing?
I mean, I've been here since 99. I really love it here, and the community has been so supportive of me. And it's hard to leave, but there are thoughts occasionally of leaving just because sometimes industry is a little bit better for music in other locations.
Understood, sure.
And so after a while, you sort of think, well, maybe I need to go where there's more industry, even though I feel I've been fairly successful in the state of Michigan. And certainly it's my home state and my love. So,
well, we're going to have you play us out as we have all of our live Music Friday guests. After I remind our listeners that Jen Siggett's been our live Music Friday guest, you can see and hear Jen all over the Lansing music scene, and you can even perform with her at the open mic event she's hosting at Dagwoods in Lansing on Tuesday nights. We'll drop that in as well. Coming up Monday on Current State, while deaths in the workplace are actually on the decline in Michigan, work-related homicides actually increased. We talked to researchers at MSU about what could be contributing to that disturbing trend. That and lots more planned for Monday on Current State. We want to thank Jen Siggett one more time. Be looking for her at the East Lansing Art Festival and all over the place. She's going to play us out. Jen Siggett on Current State.
And to the devil's deal.